This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Former Vice President Joe Biden is poised to accept the Democratic presidential nomination, achieving the pinnacle of his nearly five-decade political career in the climax of the most unorthodox national convention in modern history. Biden is hoping for initial steps to not only unify the diverse Democratic Party, but also a deeply divided America. The 77-year-old former vice president will be feted by family and former foes as he becomes the Democratic Party's official standard bearer in the campaign to defeat President Donald Trump in November. Biden is marking the high point of a public service career that spans five decades and two previous runs for president in 1988 and 2008. The Democratic convention was held online because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican Party convention is next week. U.S. President Donald Trump took his reelection campaign Thursday to Old Forge, Pennsylvania, a town less than 9 kilometers from Joe Biden's birthplace, just hours before Biden formally accepts the Democratic nomination. In front of a small crowd at a kitchen building product store, the president said that the future of the United States is at stake in November's election.
You know it, and I mean it, and I've never meant it more. At stake in this election is the survival of our nation. It's true, because we're dealing with crazy people on the other side. They've gone totally stone cold crazy.
Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016 by less than 1 percentage point. But the president has trailed Biden, whose campaign is working to recapture the state that Democrats won between 1992 and 2016. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon has pleaded not guilty to charges he ripped off donors in an online fundraising scheme to build a southern border wall. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Prosecutors say Bannon and three associates ripped off donors who contributed more than $25 million to build part of the wall. The criminal charges say much of the money never made it to the wall, instead enriching the men, including Bannon, who was pulled from a luxury yacht off the Connecticut coast. He's the latest in a long line of Trump associates who've been prosecuted, though the president was quick to distance himself from his former aide and the scheme.
I know nothing about the project other than I didn't like when I read about it. I didn't like it. I said, this is for government. This isn't for private people. And it sounded to me like showboating.
The president did tell reporters he feels very badly about the situation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration has formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the UN Security Council on Thursday. Pompeo said the United States is disappointed in a lack of support from other Security Council members.
All told me privately that they don't want the arms embargo lifted either. And yet, today, in the end, they provided no alternatives, no options.
It sets the stage for a showdown in the world body that could lead to a crisis of credibility for its most important and powerful institution. None of the other Security Council members believe the United States has the legal right to demand the reimposition of the sanctions because President Donald Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal in 2018. A German group says it is ready to send a plane for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is in a coma at a Siberian hospital, the victim of what his allies said appeared to be a poisoning engineered by the Kremlin. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Navalny felt unwell on a flight back to Moscow from Tomsk, a city in Siberia, and was taken to a hospital after the plane made an emergency landing in Omsk. Navalny's spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, said she believes he must have consumed something from tea he drank at an airport cafe before boarding the plane. During the flight, Navalny started sweating and asked her to talk to him so that he could focus on the sound of a voice. He then went to the bathroom and lost consciousness. Navalny is currently being treated at the Omsk Ambulance Hospital No. 1. He's in a grave condition. Doctors at the hospital remain tight-lipped about his diagnosis. I'm Karen Chamas.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.